Pensacola, Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Town Square, it's functional and it's architectural. It's beautiful, so the architectural side of it, but it's also with purpose. So it is a place, it has walking paths, it has seating area, reflection gardens, water features, shade. It is a place that we have developed for our team members and family members to be able to retreat from the bedside or the clinical space, have a place to go, decompress, relax, and then head back in to whatever it is that they are dealing with. So it is, again, functional, and it is architectural.
This is John Porter. He's the Vice President at Baptist in charge of the hospital construction and a longtime nurse, if I remember correctly, for like 30 years or something. I mean, he's been at Baptist for forever. As we were getting our tour yesterday of the new facility that's getting ready to open a week from Saturday, and he was talking about the north-facing tree grove, the oak trees that are on that property. And you'll remember way back at the beginning of this process when Baptist was talking about what they wanted to do, my first big question, one of my big questions to the Baptist leadership, I think at the time it was Scott Raines, that I say when he was the president of the hospital, and I said, but y'all aren't going to tear down those trees, right? Because it wasn't just one. It was this beautiful copse of trees. And then there's actually two different ones that are just amazing on that property. One of them was up next to the old Gateway Church of Christ that got torn down and moved over onto Creighton. And then the other one was just kind of by itself in the middle of nothing. And they said, no, we're planning around that. In fact, we're designing that as our entrance area. And it's a park. They have a park at the entrance to the hospital with walking paths and these trees, and it's the most just calming, refreshing, rejuvenating thing you could ever imagine, which is like never happens at a hospital. Like a hospital is always just business, get in there and do it, and there's parking lots and all that kind of stuff. And so there's this whole like whole of life, holistic kind of feel to the new campus when you come across it. And that real estate is overlooking on the north side. So if you get a chance, what John always said is, if you get a chance, if you're in Baptist for some reason, you have the opportunity to request north facing because it overlooks the tree area.
You think about it, that's prime real estate. We could have taken that. We could have turned that into parking. But we chose to purpose it for what it is. When we put the 57 acres together, the first thing we did was identify that heritage oak grove. We protected it, and you can see we literally intentionally placed and designed the buildings around that so that can be the centerpiece approach from Brent Lane as the public comes to the campus. There are oaks in that grove that date back to Civil War era. We have an oak grove on the other side of that second medical office building that's under construction. And those oaks date back to pre-Revolutionary War. They're well over 300 years old, and they are remarkable.
And those are being kept as well. I don't know what the plan is for those. We're going to have Mark Faulkner on the show coming up next week ahead of the actual opening next Saturday. But, that's gorgeous. It's just part of the overall factor that you have when you go on this campus. One of the other things that they showed us, the fifth floor, it's 10 floors, and the fifth floor is the mother-baby area, the maternity ward is what you would call it. And it's been a while since we had a kid, 14 years. So things may have changed a little bit, but this is, to me, and based on what they were saying, tremendous upgrade to what they currently have at the Marino Street location.
All right, so fifth floor, mother, baby. We'll be doing LDRP. That's labor, delivery, recovery, postpartum. So the mom or mom-to-be is admitted. She's put in a room, and she literally stays in that room as she labors, delivers, recovers, and stays there with family and baby until they're ready to go home. So they're not in something of a sterile setting for a delivery to be put on a stretcher to move to a room. Really is a nice feature. You can see the size of the rooms are of a very large suite size. It's to invite the family to be part of the experience from beginning to end. So there's a family area, again, sleeping accommodations, et cetera, and just a lot of room.
And these rooms are phenomenal. The family delivery rooms are amazing. There's they have, I don't want to call it a hot tub because that's not right, but it's a delivery tub. Like it, you walk in and you're like, oh, they have personal hot tubs. Well, not exactly. But, you know, for women who want to deliver that way, they have the...
Oh, that's awesome.
It's fantastic. Yeah. And like one little
like
thing
in
is
the movies.
Everything is kind of hidden behind, like all of the equipment is hidden behind cabinets. So it just kind of looks like a bedroom instead of looking like this clinical setting with all these beeping equipment.
That'd be a nice comforting way. So
I
that
know.
Way your baby comes into this comfortable earth all.
And it's
yeah,
and lots,
that's
lots,
awesome.
Lots of sleeping area in the room, lots of room for family members, very wide and spacious. So it's not crowded and cramped. And of course, and I mean, I've mentioned this before, but it's worth mentioning. All of the rooms are floor to ceiling glass windows. Like, floor-to-ceiling glass windows. It's a massive amount of glass, so it is a beautiful view
Dude,
out of every
room. Dude,
it
sounds like Wind Creek.
It is.
You know what I mean?
What I'm saying.
Like
it's
fancy
kind of
hotel.
Fantastic.
Man.
We'll come back to this in just a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Come on, I'm trying to figure out how to get into Baptist.
And he made the joke.
Oh, so good.
When
right.
we were up at the nursery, he made the joke. He's like, now I know some people are going to see this and be like, this makes me want to have another baby. He's like, not for that reason, please.
That's right. That's exactly it. I think I'm pregnant. Don't say anything about my age. It looks like 90 accident-free. Not showing any slowdowns at all. I-10, I-110 reporting as clear. And 437-1620 if you have traffic tips, you can text them in. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. And I do have to say, as I was driving in this morning, like I take Fairfield
yeah,
on
yeah,
10,
yeah.
and it was so beautiful to see like the torch of Baptist. Like you can uh-huh. just see it right there. It's
And plus,
it's
at that
gorgeous.
Location, I hadn't realized this until one day I was driving over the Creighton Bridge over 110, and mm-hmm. I looked south and I'm like, It's because of the bend in
right.
110,
mm-hmm.
you can see the hospital from,
you
I
sure
mean,
can. It's
God,
so,
from
it's,
like probably from Plant Crist. You
it
know,
reminds
like
me of the Vulcan in Birmingham.
Yeah,
like
right,
it's
exactly.
right there. It's gorgeous.
And I didn't really talk about this, but if you have a chance, again, if you go for whatever reason, best views in the city because it's 10 stories high. And it sees over everything.
Oh, that's awesome.
So if you go up to the 10th floor and you can see north, south, west, not as much because of those are where the rooms are, but south, north, south, and east, you can see like you can see over onto the airport. Like you can look down on the runway of the airport from there. It's so high. You can look right across at Sacred. You can see the bay. You can see all the way up to like UWF and stuff. It's unbelievable views. Anyway, on the maternity ward, they've got like, you know, the only reason you would ever leave the room that LDRP, that, you know, labor, delivery, recovery, and postpartum, which, by the way, there's different approaches to this. Like, I was trying to remember how it went with each of our kids. I think at Alton General, where we had Spencer, I think it was more like this, where it was, like, all in one room, as I recall, okay? But I'm digging deeper. But I seem to remember that it was like this, all in one room. But in Phoenix, where we had the other two, it was, like, you know, you go into a triage-y kind of area, which is cubicles and curtains, you know, it's very unwelcoming. And then, you know, they take you to a room and then they botched this all up anyway. But I mean, they didn't do anything particularly bad, but they didn't realize what was happening. And then we go to another room and then we go to another room after that. So it was like labor L, you know, intake here. I mean, there's a lot of different. So keeping a woman in one place is a real advantage. The only reason she would leave is if she needed a C-section. That's the only reason she would leave that room. I mean, not like she's being kept there, but, you know, like it's good to be able to stay in one place. There's a very small nursery. You keep the babies in the room, which is more, I think, common these days. You know, the baby is in the room with the parents, not in some separate place where you watch them all 40 in a room or something like that. And then also, and I asked John about that, and also Brett Aldridge, who is the president of the hospital.
So how many LDRPs do you have at your existing campus?
That's Lisa Newell, by the way.
We don't do LDRP there. We do LDR, labor, delivery, recovery, and then move to a postpartum room. And
it's a different
rooms.
Model of care. That's a lot more rooms than what we have here, but this mm-hmm. actually has more capacity to do more births and treat more patients on an annual basis.
So is the LDRP model, is that the new model? Like when we had kids in Phoenix, it was receiving and then pre and then an operation room and then a pro. There was four different rooms, as I recall.
Yeah, it just reduces variability and it makes it much more convenient for mom, family, and baby.
Okay.
And so it is the new model.
Because you said it's as much capacity or more than ever.
It is.
I thought that model was meant for like the assembly line, but this actually produces more capability?
It does. It actually produces more capacity, and it's about the experience, really.
Okay.
More so than anything. It's a much better experience for mom and baby.
And aside from just kind of looking new and being amazing and all that, there's all kinds of functionality elements like... This might seem like a little thing, but apparently the way they've got it configured, I didn't fully understand. I knew the idea he was expressing. I didn't quite see how it would work in practice, but apparently when you're being discharged, it's you discharge through a process physically and an elevator system that allows you to completely avoid having to interact with the people who are coming into the hospital. So you're not sort of mixing with the general population when you're leaving, which, you know, is a nice sort of privacy and convenience feature. Those are all kind of separate. The technology is kind of amazing. You think of like the old system where you'd have like a whiteboard and you'd write the names of your nurses on the whiteboard. And this one, you've got it. It's like it's on a digital board and it'll tell you not just who your nurses are and what the schedule is and how you pick whether your TV or food or all that. But like when somebody comes in the room, their badge activates a security sensor that pops up on your screen that tells them who's in the room with you.
Oh, that's so cool.
Like this kind of,
that's amazing.
You know, the cutting. I mean, you know, you spend $650 million, you get something for it.
Yeah, it's like the hospital and the USS Enterprise.
That's exactly,
you know,
right.
I mean, that
yeah.
sounds, wow, wait.
Anyway, so like I said, if you want to, there's a long video, about 45 minutes long on our Facebook page. I just wanted to give you the chance to watch what I saw. And if you want more information about that, but this is a big deal for this community. The largest investment in healthcare that's ever been made here. I mean, put it in perspective, 1.5 3-mile bridges is what this hospital cost. Like, you know, the bridge is $400 million, and I think it was plus that in the end, but still, this is $650 million. So just to kind of, $250 million Baptist spent on this hospital.
Well, it sounds like it.
Yeah, and they got their money's worth,
I hope
sure.
I get sick soon.
And there's expansion capacity, you know, kidding. All the parking is at ground level, but they don't need, but if they ever have to expand, they might have to look at a parking structure, but right now they don't have to. 622 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I'm Andrew McKay.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements? Trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own? Read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing, and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Join Travis Thompson with Climatech of Professional Air, an American Standard heating and air conditioning independent customer care dealer in the Pensacola area, on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30. Join in as Travis discusses how you can lower your energy bill and create a healthy, comfortable home. Join him today at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
What'd you do this time, Brad?
I'm in the doghouse after my hunting trip last weekend.
Yeah, I was too. I blew off our date.
How'd you get out of the doghouse?
Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. I got her a gift card. It took 3 minutes at swmedspa.com. She booked it this Saturday.
Saturday? So 9 holes then?
Tea time's at 8.
To enjoy a hassle-free guys weekend, treat her to a gift card from Stillwater's Day and Medical Spa. Follow Stillwater's on Facebook or Instagram to enter contests and win great prizes. Or visit swmedspa.com.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be signs that your digestive system isn't working at its best? But taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil supports your daily digestive health using a special plant-based fiber called psyllium. Psyllium works by forming a gel in your digestive system to trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. Metamucil's gelling action also helps to promote heart health and slows down sugar absorption to promote healthy blood sugar levels. Start feeling lighter and more energetic by taking Metamucil every day.
This is Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Join me for the Chamber Connection Show, This week on the Chamber Connection, I'll be talking to Carol Carlin, who will have a special announcement about a Chamber event that'll be upcoming in early 2024. So join me for the Chamber Connection.
The Chamber Connection, Monday at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknights at 7 after Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Are you typical of Earth women?
I'm about average.
You got to know your Barbarella. 625 Barbarella.
I don't know how I missed that.
625. News Radio 92.3. Oh, I got a good call. Somebody had called up and asked a couple questions about Baptist. Number one said, won't this like kind of crush the competition? To which I say, I don't think Sacred Heart and West Florida are going anywhere. Although I did get a good note in from somebody said that maybe 20 years or so ago, Baptist looked into the possibility of buying West Florida and relocating to that. Or, excuse me, HCA Florida West, now that we've had the name rebranded.
I know.
So, but, you know, and that didn't turn up. The person also asked, well, what about in emergencies? What about when roads are down? Don't you make yourself vulnerable? And I said, well, it's on Brent Lane and I-110. Best possible road access you could have anywhere for if there's a problem.
Yeah. Three ways to get to it.
So, yeah, right. Yeah. But then, you know, kind of the follow-up to that was he said, well, but, you know, aren't you just kind of, you know, putting too much in sort of one basket, all your vulnerable eggs? And I'm like, well, but compared to they're currently at one location, it's not a disadvantage to be at a location. And then also that's much more accessible than the Marino Street location is in terms of, cleared out and access to it. And it's far more storm resilient, of course, in the current.
Yeah, how many storms could you not get to bat? I mean,
yeah, right,
you know
exactly.
What I mean? So the trees, yeah, sure.
And which I know they had talked about a lot about. And there's COVID stuff too, but, you know, I mean, just in terms of adapting to possible future pandemic. 627 on News Radio 92.3. But good questions. I appreciate that. You can always call or text at 437-1620. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
As we take a look over by the new Baptist location, not showing any problems at all on 110 or Brent for that matter. Davis Highway also clear and Fairfield not showing any delays. If you have traffic tips, text 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks
yeah,
so
if you
much.
Get sick, Brent Lane's your good place, you know, in between
place,
right. Sacred and Baptist. And
also, by the way, the person had asked, I don't understand this assembly line concept. Well, okay, sometimes my fault is when I'm doing an interview with somebody else who's kind of knows where I'm coming from, I will go too quickly on a concept. And what I meant by that is some hospitals, one we used in Phoenix, have for maternity more of an assembly line kind of mindset of intake here, then to a waiting room, then to delivery, then to postpartum, you know, and it's kind of like you're processing people through this assembly line.
And there you all do it in one place?
And it's all in one room.
Wow.
That's
I don't have kids, but everything I know is
better.
From TV and movies. So
no wiggly wheeled gurneys going over to the next thing or whatever.
Out. And the nervous dad that passes out could be right in the room.
That's right. That's right.
Like
and
in the movies.
Just lay down on the couch. It's right there.
David
Wayne.
Couch?
Oh yeah.
Man.
David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David.
CEOs from some of America's biggest companies are going to be at the White House today to talk about refugee resettlement and sponsorship programs. The company leaders include Alphabet's Sundar Pichai, Walmart's Doug McMillon, Pfizer's Albert Bourla, HP's Enrique Lores. Several other companies will be represented as well. Members of the United Auto Workers Union are getting ready to go on strike against the big three automakers. Yesterday, Union President Sean Fain ruled out any extension of the existing contracts with GM, Ford, or Stellantis. And the big news, Andrew.
Do tell.
This year's candidates have been announced for the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Okay. I have to prepare myself because every year, this mostly just makes me angry. But go ahead, because it's what's in and what's not in and what's never been in and all. It's like the Rock and Roll Hall. You just kind of it's ripe for fighting. Okay, I'm ready. Lay it on me.
All right, so I'm going to go down the complete list here because this is important. Battleship, Baseball Cards, Bingo, Bop It, Cabbage Patch Kids,
yeah.
Choose Your Own Adventure, Game Books, Connect Ooh. Four, Ken from Barbie, and Little Tykes, Cozy Coop, Nerf Toys, Slime, and my personal favorite, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Oh, the Heroes in a Half Shell.
Every single one of those and a slice of pizza should be in the Toy Hall of Fame.
Amen.
I don't have any objections.
But
no
if
objections.
You have to choose one.
Oh, Nerf.
Candy?
Slime.
Ninja Turtles for
All
me.
All right.
You're going to pick slime and Ninja Turtles over Nerf toys? Which is amazing that Nerf toys are not in the Hall of Fame, by the way. Is it said? What is it? All Nerf toys? Like, or Nerf guns, or what is it?
It just says Nerf toys.
Because you got, you know, the football, the basketball.
Oh, yeah.
You got,
you're thinking guns. I'm thinking footballs.
I'm thinking, yeah.
The picture has, like, a Nerf ball.
Oh. Well, okay, so I might have to reconsider. But, yeah, no, any of those could do.
Well, David was in guard, so I'm going to be on your side.
We're going to allow it.
Guns.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. At a fundraiser in Virginia, President Biden publicly addresses for the first time House Speaker Kevin McCarthy starting an impeachment inquiry.
He says, quote, I'm focused on the things the American people want me to be focused on. The best I can tell is they want to impeach me because they want to shut down the government. Now, the president's comments come as Speaker McCarthy works to round up enough votes to fund the government and avoid a federal shutdown at the end of the month.
Fox's Brooks Singman. Rival governments in Libya are co-coordinating flood relief efforts as a call for teams specialized in body recovery.
The mayor of Derna fears as many as 20,000 could have died there. The collapse of two dams during Storm Daniel saw entire apartment buildings washed to sea while families slept inside. A quarter of the city has disappeared.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. There's a hurricane watch for parts of Maine and a tropical storm watch for much of New England because of Hurricane Lee. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 6:31, News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 72 right now. Partly cloudy skies here in, let's say mostly cloudy skies actually, here in Pensacola this morning. The longtime band director over at Fort Walton Beach High School has died. Ernest Hebson passed away yesterday at 84 years old. He started leading the Fort Walton Beach High School band back in 1969. Over the years, they qualified for a lot of state competitions. His motto was reportedly excellence without exception. He retired back in 99 and in 2004 was inducted to the Florida Bandmasters Association Hall of Fame. A woman accused of killing a man at a local budget in last year has now been extradited back to Escambia County. 44-year-old Mandy Benales Walsh was booked into the Escambia jail this week after being extradited from California. She's charged with first-degree premeditated murder. For last August, police found a man that was dead in the bathroom at the Budget Inn on Cervantes. A witness told investigators that Benales Walsh and that man had been arguing. An autopsy confirmed that man died of strangulation. Gulf Shores police say an inmate went missing during their work detail yesterday. 34-year-old Christopher Bates left his assigned workplace yesterday morning about 11:30, was last seen on County Road 8, and he reportedly had may have discarded his inmate clothing. Investigators believe he had an accomplice and has now fled the area. Alabama Department of Corrections is leading the search to track him down. Construction's complete. The move-in has started over at Baptist Hospital's new campus. CEO Mark Faulkner says that Saturday, September 23rd, the emergency room at the E Street location will close and that new ER will open on Brent Lane. Also starting that morning, patients will be moved over to the new campus.
I think they're going to find that, we must have thought of everything because it really was designed from the voices of our nurses and caregivers and physicians with the patients and the community in mind.
Faulkner says they couldn't be more excited to offer the region the, quote, highest level of healthcare services in a brand new environment built for comfort and healing. Florida Surgeon General says the newly approved COVID boosters by the FDA do not have any evidence of benefit or human clinical trials. So the state of Florida is not recommending that individuals under 65 get the shot.
I know that it is something that may be surprising to people who are hearing the CDC and the FDA say something very different. But, you know, take a look at it. Take a look at the fact that we are straight with people about data and about what is known and unknown. And that will help you make the decision that is best for you.
That announcement by Dr. Joseph Latipo yesterday, Florida, the first state in the country now to make that particular recommendation. And our local Impact 100 organization announced 15 finalists for more than $1 million in grant money. That's going to be awarded in October. President Kristen Longley tells News Radio what organizations are eligible for those.
Nonprofit organizations
that are making a difference in the five different focus area categories. Those are education, health and wellness, family, environment and recreation, and then arts, culture, and history.
And the organization has 15 finalists. They'll narrow that down to 11 organizations that will receive grant money in October. For a full list of all the finalists, check out the News Radio 92.3 Facebook page. And let's get a look at our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to have a beautiful start to the day with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible in the afternoon. Highs stay near 90 degrees overnight tonight, dropping into the low 70s. As you go into your Friday, we will have this pattern continue. Slightly cooler for highs with highs near average near 89 degrees. 50% chance of rain. Temperatures overnight Friday dropping back into the low 70s.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. There are millions of outstanding mortgages with a 3% interest rate. A new startup says it can help today's home buyers get their hands on them. Rome, a real estate company that launched yesterday, is betting it can popularize an obscure workaround. Assumable loans allow sellers to transfer their own mortgage loans to the buyer alongside the house. In theory, the idea sounds great, at least for discouraged house hunters who can inherit a lower rate loan. Sellers, in turn, might fetch higher prices for their houses. Arm set a price of $51 a share as the British chip designer lays the groundwork for the biggest U.S. public offering of the year. That price, Arm would be valued at $54.5 billion. That's below the $64 billion Arm owner SoftBank Group recently valued the company at when it bought out a stake held by Vision Fund. Arm shares are set to start trading today on the NASDAQ under the symbol ARM. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
So how are things?
Oh, great. Katie just bought herself a new bike with her own money.
What? My kids spend all their money on video games. How'd you get Katie to save?
Just a little education. Did you know China prioritizes teaching financial literacy starting in preschool?
That's so smart. American kids don't seem to hear a word about it in their classrooms. And I really can't teach it at home. They're being left behind.
Actually, we can help at home, thanks to the Sensibles.
The Sensibles?
Mm-hmm. They're a team of animated superheroes who help kids ages 6 to 12 to develop smart money habits in a fun way. Katie gets a Sensibles kit in the mail with a great DVD, a comic book, and other fun activities each month. She also gets access to an interactive website with a library of lessons, other fun activities, and lots more.
Oh, that's perfect. I'm signing my kids up today.
Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code SENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. Subscribe at bcs-kids.com. That's C-E-N-T. It's the sensible thing to do.
Some folks like to drive alone. Some take their best friend. While others ride with their growing families. But no matter how many passengers you have, there's a Volkswagen that fits your needs at Feedmore Imports. The 2023 Jetta Sport. The sleek, compact sedan now from $24,361. The Taos S, a sporty crossover with a competitive price of $25,681. The Tiguan S, with the third row, is larger and it's now $28,251. And the family-sized SUV that seats seven passengers and has style and comfort for everyone to enjoy. The 2024 Atlas SE is now at Feedmore Imports from $39,421. And the VW ID4 EV, the all-electric SUV with plenty of space and an abundance of tech features, is now from $35,332 at Feedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices. Feedmore Imports, 103 New Warrington Road.
Sale price before tag, tax, title, and associated dealer fees. Discount on the ID4 EV includes $7,500 lease rebate. See dealer for details.
Jaclyn Harris Preparatory Academy presents The Many Faces of Tina Turner on Friday, September 29th. Sue Strawn will host an evening of electrifying music, fun, and dancing by Dance Connection. Master storyteller Robin Richard will share the story of the most amazing recording artist ever, Tina Turner. This is a fundraiser event for Favor House, so join them for a fun evening. Tickets are $55 and can be purchased at eventbrite.com.
What is News Radio 92.3? News and information for Pensacola. The Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay, 5 till 9. The Pensacola Expert Panel or Pep Talk from 9 to 11. Markley, Van Camp and Robbins, 11 until 2. Guy Benson from 2 to 4. Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie from 4 to 7. Dave Ramsey from 7 to 10. WEAR-TV at 10. And Brian Kilmeade overnight at 11. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Yeah, there's a backseat lover that's always undercover, and I talk to my daddy saying,
listen, Robert, that's your deal out there. But when we're taking dollars, I mean, quite frankly, we're taking tax dollars from every one of the districts maintaining. Then lease fees are coming. And then for me, we have a planning and zoning. And so an extra layer of bureaucracy doesn't make sense. Floodplain doesn't make sense. We have a huge PIO department in that we do marketing. And so some of those duplication of services, to me, is the end result of costing taxpayers more money. And I don't know if that's true or false, but I certainly want to have a further discussion about it.
I didn't reduce lease fees out there for the intent of them growing staff. That's not the intent.
Yeah. No.
So you have there the voices of two county commissioners, Lumen May the first one, Stephen Barrett the second one, who seem to be inching in the direction of asking whether we need to have a Santa Rosa Island Authority or not, and why can't the county just do all the stuff that they do, since, you know, half the stuff we're paying to do anyway right now. And so I don't know if that's in the future, but it seemed to catch a whiff of that in the budget hearings, too, from Commissioner May. Joining us now, we have County Administrator Wes Moreno. Wes, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. So do you know, kind of, is this what they're aiming at? Are they aiming at kind of reevaluating whether to have a Santa Rosa Island Authority yet?
I don't think that that's the direction we're headed. I think they want an in-depth analysis of Island Authority's finances and the budget, and you know, from 2015 to now, how many staff members do they have then? How many do they have now? What was the staffing in between? You know, since we took over Public Works, we took over public safety, water safety out there on the beach. And, you know, so there's always been some sort of a concept that, you know, hey, they got the lease fees and the county got the work, which increased our general fund budget. And, but, you know, we're working through it. Me and Steph are sitting down. We're reviewing some things in regard to their budgets the past 5 years or however long. And we'll provide that information to the board and see what other questions they might have.
And I know, I mean, I'm digging deep in the memory to remember how all this went, but as I vaguely recall now, even though I had to work through it a lot at the time, it was the lawsuit over the being taxed and lease fees also. And we thought we were going to win the lawsuit on the taxes, wound up losing, but in the interim, cut the lease fees. So cut the lease fees and lost the taxes is how I remember it, but maybe I'm wrong. And
no, you're right.
Okay.
You're right.
And then, so, you know, that's sort of the double whammy. But then on top of it, you've had this ongoing frustration with not feeling like the board could control how the leases were done and feeling like they were getting passed through, you know, sort of too easily or at too low a rate and not having enough regulation over that. Do I remember kind of all this right?
Yeah, you're exactly right. And there's more discussion about the leases. I think you'll hear more probably in the near future about some of the leases and how they're structured out there.
Okay.
I think there's some meetings coming up for those discussions.
It just kind of caught me by surprise because it seemed like a fairly high degree of criticism for something that I hadn't heard criticized that same way in quite a while. One of the things that we reported on, y'all had a conversation in the agenda review about these Cummins engines that have all of a sudden stopped working, I guess, for some for ECAT, some for EMS. We're working on the fuel injectors, replacing them. It's cost us like $135,000 so far. Where are we on that, and how serious is this problem for the ambulance and bus fleet?
Well, it's perplexing. It's frustrating more than anything. We've attacked it aggressively as we can. We've tested all the tanks. We've cleaned tanks. We've tested the fuel. We've had three different folks come in and do independent tests and really hasn't nailed down that it's a fuel problem per se.
Okay.
But yet, certain type of, you know, the Cummins engines of a certain type seem to have issues. And so we've had to scramble a little bit. I've moved some of my Public Works fleet down to ECAT and also EMS. You know, we're handling EMS's fleet as well. And so we've had to make a more concerted effort, bring in some outside contractors and vendors to help replace these fuel injectors and get these vehicles back on the road. But it has been it's been a little frustrating, honestly. But we're working through it. We've gotten quite a few buses back online and ambulances as well. that is something that we're continuing to track and monitor and continue to test.
So getting the replaced fuel injectors into the vehicles seems to have solved the problem, won't recur. It was uniquely the combination of whatever the gas issue was and those old fuel injectors, we think, at this point?
That's what we feel like, yes.
Okay, okay. And you're still working with, you know, the suppliers and the manufacturers to see what kind of warranty or reimbursement and all that, right?
Absolutely, absolutely. We've been in touch with Cummins daily.
Okay. Okay, wow, yeah, I can imagine that would be pretty frustrating. All of a sudden, you're starting to lose vehicles, and you don't know why, and they're big, important vehicles, right, especially the ambulances. 646 on News Radio 92.3. Hang on for just a second. Wes Moreno's the county administrator for Escambia County. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
And good news is we're not showing any accidents right now in Escambia or Santa Rosa County. It looks good. No problems on 110 or I-10. Mentioned Fairfield looking fine and not showing any issues on Beverly, Brent, Michigan. That whole road is all closed. Clear. 437-1620 News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Wes Moreno, the county administrator. Y'all had the, is it annual or semi-annual that you have the conversation about bad debt write-off for EMS? I just can't remember.
I think it's annual.
Annual, okay. So it's a big number. You know, it's $10 million. As I have explained to the audience, that's normal in dealing with health stuff. I mean, you want to cut the percentage as much as you can, and I sympathize with Lumen May's demand that we try to reduce it. And I know you all are, and Eric Gilmore, the public safety director, y'all are working on this as much as possible. What concerned me in this conversation was the seeming interest by Commissioner Berry to not have the conversation in the future, you know, to see if the other counties don't have to talk about this. Why do we have to talk about this? I know it's painful to talk about, but I like the conversation because it means that we're going to keep working on improving the problem, you know, significantly. And I get a lot of people misunderstand this and criticize the board for writing off bad debt just because it happens to be that we own the, you know, the operation. But I guess I'm kind of hoping you'll try to keep this in the public conversation so that we can continually see if we're making progress about it. I like that kind of transparency.
Sure, absolutely. Transparency is good. I don't know where we'll go with it. I would think we'll probably continue like we are. But we'll do those requests and we'll look and see what some of the other counties are doing. I'll say that, you know what, that's $10 million. While it's a large number, our revenue is also up significantly, I think. When I checked the other day, we were at 18.4, which is up significantly from where we were.
That's net. So that's net. What does that 18.4 represent?
That is the revenue that we've collected so far.
Oh, okay.
This fiscal year.
Okay.
And so it's not the amount we billed for, of course. But
the bill is like 58, though, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we've billed more for more this year than we ever have, and we've collected more than we ever have.
Right.
And so, therefore, you when you bill more, your bad debt is naturally going to go up.
Right.
So, but we know we say we write it off, we're still going to send it to a collection agency. We're still going to try to collect some of it. And will we get close to $10 million? No. But we're going to continue to pursue and collect as much of it as we can.
And by the way, you know, people sometimes think, well, that's $10 million the county's losing. No, the cost of that $10 million to us was maybe in the $4 million range. And there's a certain amount of uncollectible debt that's going to come from running a service like this. We know that. And I appreciate the suggestion by Commissioner Berry to try to find out what other people are doing. And I appreciate the idea that we're going to try to work on the frequent flyers, the like 26 or 2700 people that repeatedly abuse this system, which is also a problem. So when I talk about this, I try to remind people that this is not the outrageous thing that it seems like. It really is just a part of doing the business in the medical arena. And I want to see us work on it and improve it. And I think we will. Couple of good things that are coming up, or at least important things. One is this weekend, the animal shelter is doing a big adoption event Friday and Saturday, right?
Absolutely. They sure are. They work hard over there at the animal shelter. It's hard to keep folks over there. Once they get there, it's not about petting the puppies and the cats all the time. It's work. I mean, it's real work. You got to clean the kennels. You have to bathe the animals. You got the towels and the blankets and the laundry that has to be done, and a lot of public interaction. I'll tell you, I've never heard so many crazy stories come from any other department than the animal shelter. It's just people and their animals. They're just passionate and And so there's a lot of interpersonal skills that you have to have to be able to work over there.
Right.
John Robinson and his crew do a fantastic job over there at the animal shelter. And I'm always happy when they'll bring the puppies around to the different departments sometimes, and let the employees pat on them, love on them a little bit, and then raise the morale a little bit, makes your day a little bit better.
We joke about emotional support animals, but it's for sure that everybody's mood is better off.
Sure.
And so adoptions for cats and dogs, 1 year older, will be free. Puppies will be available for $50 and kittens for $25. $11 licensing fee applied to all adoptions for Escambia County residents. So, again, that's this weekend in partnering with the Best Friends Animal Society. The other thing coming up, you've got a physical abilities test for the Escambia County Fire Rescue on the 25th, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we do. And that's, if you're looking for a good career and you're physically fit and you have a great personality and you're optimistic and you're positive, we want you. So come try out and see if you can pass the physical abilities test. And working in fire, it's a great career and pays well. And come on out. Come see us.
The one note I got from the fire rescue guys in the past has always been, if you actually want to fight fires, come work for Escambia County. Sadly, though, it's true. We have a lot of them, and you will get a chance to fight fires. A lot of times you become a firefighter and you don't ever fight fires because you just don't have them in the area that you live in. Hey, one last, just a quick thing. We're almost out of time, but the REAP Lodges funding item got dropped last week. Is that going to come back? Are we just done? Are you guys severing ties? Where are we at with that?
So we're looking at a strategy internally. We're still working. I'll just say we're still working it. And so it may come back. I'm not sure yet.
Okay.
But we're still looking at it, still working it. We've not completely just stepped away, but we're just trying to look at a few different paths that we might take.
And is the primary?
We'll see how it works out.
Is the primary issue sort of like financial stability long term? Is there something else I'm missing? What's the issue here?
Yeah. Well, of course, it's financial stability long term. The business plan is to come to the city, come to the county, go back to the city, come back to the county.
Yeah.
And just, the conversation was, we're going to throw a lot of money at it, and then maybe we should run it. Well, I don't want to run a shelter.
Yeah.
I don't think we're adept enough to run a shelter and all that's involved in it. So, we have some community partners, and we're going to try to look some different strategies, and we'll see how it turns out.
Very good. Wes Moreno, he is the Escambia County Administrator and is always kind enough to give us some time on Thursday morning to hear what's going on with the county, and especially when there's meetings, what's going to be on the agenda. Wes, as always, thank you for doing the job. Thank you for stepping into the job a couple of years ago, and thanks for spending time with us every Thursday. I appreciate it.
All right, Andrew. Appreciate it. Thank you.
You bet. 6:54 on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. At Anderson, we know Subarus are built better, and we're not the only ones who think so. Subarus earn more IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus awards than Honda, Toyota, or Hyundai brands since 2013 as of July 2023. When it comes to safety, Subarus are better. And when it comes to longevity, well, Subaru wins there too. According to a study by Experian Automotive, Subaru leads the industry in longevity with 96% of vehicles sold in the last 10 years still on the road today. More than Honda or Toyota brands. Hands down, Subaru has the longest lasting vehicles in the automotive industry, all of which makes it easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Visit us on Highway 29 just north of Car City, Pensacola, or shop us online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Based on Experian Automotive non-luxury vehicles in operation excluding trucks and vans versus total new registrations for model years 2013 through 2022 as of December 2022.
The Pensacola Little Theater present a cast of well-known Pensacola actors that promises to deliver a lot of laughs and heartfelt moments. Get your tickets now for Always a Bridesmaid, running September 15th through the 24th. Join this exceptional cast as they portray the captivating stories of six women and their enduring friendship amidst the chaos of life and disastrous dresses. Prepare for an evening of entertainment that will keep you engaged from start to finish. Get your tickets now at the PLT box office or at PensacolaLittleTheater.com.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk, 9 to 11, before Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
For a gallon of gas, $3.85. The Florida average is $3.57. Keeps dropping about a penny a day in Florida. $3.30 in Mississippi, $5.50 in California, $3.39 in Navarre, east at the Walmart, same west at the Walmart. Those prices have gone up. $3.45 at the Murphy, but like some stations are as high as $3.79 in Midway. Good Lord. Come with a mask and a gun. $3.55 in Gulf Breeze proper, $3.49 in Milton at the Raceway, $3.47 at the Pea Ridge Murphy, $3.49 going through Pace, and 9 Mile, $3.28 at the Walmart, $3.46 at the Murphy in front of the Walmart on US 29. And coming in from the southwest side, looks like $3.39. Oh, what is it? $3.17 at the Beacon Store on Cervantes. Go get them. 6:57 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for you.
I do. This is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Big enough to do the job, get the job done. Small enough to care. 250-3756 for your no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. Taking a look around Longleaf, Mobile Highway, Pine Forest Road, Blue Angel Parkway, Community Drive. Not showing any accidents right now. If you have a traffic tip, text it in. 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Andy, yep. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
A group of Russian ransomware hackers has claimed responsibility for a cybersecurity breach that took down systems at Las Vegas properties owned by MGM Resorts. That breach apparently affected slot machines, hotel room keys, and other items for to 4 days. UAW workers at the big three automakers could be going on strike at midnight. If that happens, there might be some noticeable results across the nation.
It will cause a shortage of cars. And so if somebody wants to buy a car, it's going to be more difficult to do that. It's going to lower spending, consumer spending, as people tighten their belts.
And that is Judy Ansel from the Institute of Labor Studies. The union demanding a 40% pay increase, 32-hour work week.
40%?
Yes. And a shift back to traditional pensions and cost of living adjustments.
They want the moon. 40%
pretty
pay
much.
Increase and traditional pensions?
Yeah. Yeah, they are asking for quite a bit.
Future news is upon us, but I think we're probably going to have a shutdown. That's what I would guess. If that's what they're demanding, yeah. I cannot imagine the auto companies being like, oh, yeah, no problem. Here
listen
you go.
On air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.